Welcome to Spitalfields Music's What Next podcast series. Throughout our summer festival, we're asking people the question, what next? Today, I'm joined by Elizabeth Goldman, a music festival volunteer, and we will be discussing what next for volunteering. Hello, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So my first question for you is, why do you volunteer and what do you gain from it?
Well, I've been volunteering in various roles for a long time, and people think it's very altruistic, but in fact, it's kind of enlightened self-interest because you get as much out of it as you give, I think. I love meeting people. I like being particularly with Spitalfields Music because it's very creative, it's very buzzy. I enjoy talking to audience members, staff. I get a lot out of it. I hear wonderful music in wonderful venues, and I connect with the public, which is great, and I hear lots of really nice stories. People are always very willing to talk. For example, last year there was a gentleman who was a bit confused about his seat, and I helped him out, and he volunteered to me that he had early stage Alzheimer's, and he talked about what the job he'd done before, and I found it really nice that he'd opened up. You know, I was just sort of showing him to his seat, selling him a programme. It keeps me in touch with new music, venues, edgy sort of things that I might not do otherwise. So I get a great deal out of it. I absolutely love being with people and being in an artistic environment.
So we've been discussing a statement given by Right Honourable Tony Blair, MP, former Prime Minister, who once said, "Volunteering is essential to creating an inclusive and mutually supportive society." So my question to you is, why do you think we should encourage more people to get involved with volunteering, and how can we do this?
Well, I think it's very important. Inclusivity is really important. There are lots of people who are stuck at home, maybe elderly people, people with mental health problems, addiction problems, ex-offenders, refugees, asylum seekers, lots of people who for one reason or another but maybe don't have the funds to get out and do things, can't get back into work, or have recently lost a job. And volunteering obviously helps you because you gain skills and it's good for your CV. You haven't been sitting at home doing nothing. I think it also would combat a lot of loneliness because you'd have generations mixing. So if you were volunteering as an older person, you can volunteer your skills to work with youngsters. I read something the other day about a scheme, I think it was in Denmark, it probably was Denmark, where older people with Alzheimer's are working with children in nurseries, reading stories to them. So it gives them something to do, helps with their memory. It's all on a voluntary basis. And the children, don't judge them, because children just want somebody, a kind of grandparent figure, to read to them. I thought that was a brilliant idea. The only problem now is that there are so many volunteers, it's difficult to be a volunteer because everyone's, you know, doing internships, placements. Every charity shop has school children doing work, which is very good, but it's becoming increasingly difficult. So I think we need to maybe relook at that, of maybe giving people some sort of qualification. I think you can do a certificate for volunteering, maybe as a kind of carrot. But I think we have to be more proactive and go out and get people. I think, you know, we expect volunteers to come to us or to organisations. I think we need to do a push, more of a push. And government should probably be doing more. I don't think it's doing very much. I think it's the voluntary and charity sector.
And so you think that that volunteering not only encourages people's personal growth and development, but also kind of connects people across different communities.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you think the future holds for volunteering?
Well, I think because of the unemployment rates, that more and more people are going to be doing more volunteering, but it may not necessarily be their choice. You know, it may be a job centre suggestion, you know, why don't you do X or go and sort of improve your skills, or for school children. So somehow it's got to be made easier for people to get into a placement that they really want to do, or a volunteer situation. I think there are going to be more and more people, but maybe it's at the moment maybe the young and proactive, and maybe older and less able or less active should be encouraged. As I work a lot with refugees and asylum seekers, and I know Spitalfields Music has worked with refugees, asylum seekers, people with homelessness problems, and I think that's fantastic. I think that's they are the people we should be targeting, and it could lift people out of depression. I mean, you know, it's absolutely true that if you do something for someone else, it's not that you're a saint, you get something out of it, but it really could lift people out of depression and loneliness.
And so just to round up, I want to ask you a final question, which is, what would you like to see happen in the next year in the voluntary sector?
I'd like the government to maybe talk more to the voluntary sector. Maybe, I'm sure the voluntary sector is trying to talk to them, and to provide a really good fit for people so that it's not just a box-ticking exercise, i.e., you know, I'm a school pupil, I have to do this as part of my national curriculum or to get a qualification. And to target or to proactively get people who are isolated in the back into the community, the people that I've mentioned before, I think that would be very, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Elizabeth Goldman with her thoughts on what next for volunteering. Tomorrow, Group Manager for Libraries of the London Borough of Barking and Dagenham, Zoinul Abedin, tackles what next. During our summer festival, we're releasing a new podcast each day. Find out more at spitalfieldsmusic.org.uk or subscribe on iTunes.